honor to God, and as well to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, give honor where honor is due. Amen. We have children's church today. Amen. Let's say for the children. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Truly give honor to Apostle David and Pastor Linda. God bless you and Pastor Sam. And to all God's people. Amen. I know we done ate the turkey and the ham. And now it's time for some spiritual food. Amen. I don't know about you, but for the last 2 weeks, Reverend June and I, we've been going through some stuff. Amen. But it's all right. It's all right. Amen. See, sometimes people of God, when the devil knows that you're about to bring the word, or you're about to do something in the kingdom, he will come and try to discourage you. Amen. Sometimes he will come and try to intimidate you. Amen. And sometimes there's going to be times where he will try to get you to compromise. But I will not compromise. I will not be intimidated. Come on, church. Wonderful Savior. I have a word. There's a word for us today. Amen. And this sermon I've been working on for quite some time. We want to thank those who are signed in, watching live. God bless you for being with us as well. This particular sermon been marinating for some time. I written this sermon some time back ago. I said, okay, God, when is the right time to present this to your people? Amen. Last Sunday, we was blessed to God used Pastor Sam and his chefs. And amen. And they came with their recipes and the ingredients for the recipe. Amen. So after service, Deacon Juan, I got with Pastor Sam. I said, thank you. I said, thank you, because you just gave him confirmation what God is ready to release, what I have already put down on the piece of paper for his people. Amen. Then I talked to Elder Otis. He told me Elder Otis said something. And I said, what? I said, God, I thank you for confirmation. And then Monday morning, early in the morning, you know, we keep our TV on in the bedroom all night long for some reason or another. And it stayed on. And as I was waking up, you know, kind of in the daze, I heard something say, trust the process. I said, whoa, God, you worked in mysterious ways. And I thank God. I thank God. Amen. So today we are going to follow up on some leftovers. Amen. What was presented last Sunday as well. See, they presented some ingredients and some ingredients. Amen. And people, God, if you're a cook like I'm a cook, every ingredient has a purpose. Every ingredient has a purpose. And when you bring the ingredients together, you put it in a mixing bowl and you do the processing of it, and then therefore either it's going to go into an oven or it's going to be rubbed on some meat and go on the grill. That's going to endure some heat, amen, and some fire. People of God, in our lives, we are going to endure some heat and some fire. Amen. And some of you may say, well, I don't want to endure no heat or no fire. Well, it's too late because you say yes. If you say yes, Lord, it's too late. You're going to endure some processing that you don't want to go through. But God said, if you go through it, you will be strong. If you go through it, it will strengthen you. See, Elder Johnny probably knows at Bowens, whenever you want to, if you want to get the material to be strengthened, you have to put it in a furnace. And when it reaches this temperature, then therefore that steel, that metal will become more stronger. It's the same with us as people of God. See, God has something prepared for each and every one of us, but he's saying, I need you to go through a process. Amen. Amen. So I can strengthen you. Because I got something for you to do in the future. Amen. So if you be so kind, turn to your Bibles. We're going to go to Romans, the 8th chapter. And when you have that, say amen. Wonderful Savior. I'm reading from the King James Study Bible. And Romans 8, chapter verse 18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 17. For our light affliction. I didn't say heavy. I said light. Now, it may seem you're going through some stuff. What you're going through right now, it may seem heavy. But it's light. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. It's not going to last forever. Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In Isaiah 40th chapter, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Can church say amen? May the Lord add a blessing to reading and hearing of his word. If you allow me to put a title on this today, the title is Trust the Process. Trust the Process. Not that we put trust in the process, that we put our trust in the individual that can get us through the process and through our storms, through our trials and tribulation, and that is Jesus Christ. But people of God, let me start by sharing that you can trust the process through Christ Jesus. Let your faith be strengthened by knowing that God is preparing you for what to do and what you're about to face in the future. Amen. See, he teaches us to trust him to be bold in your faith through Christ Jesus. He's growing your character and he's fine-tuning your gifts. Amen. He's growing your character and he's fine-tuning your gifts. Some of us have been sitting a little bit too long and now it's time to get fine-tuned. Amen. Now, if you're a car person like I am, you know, I'm talking about like a 65 Cadillac, 68 Eldorado, or even a 67 GTO. See, though our tri-power, they have carburetors. If they sit too long, they have to be readjusted. And sometimes people, God needs to readjust us. Because I need you to be ready. Amen. And you've been sitting too long. This thing for this year is what? Time to do. Amen. Time to do. And God said, okay, for you, for I need to retune you, readjust you for what is about to come. Amen, church. See, church, when we learn to trust the process, God's plans for our lives, we then will build trust through circumstance and believe no matter what comes our way, it will be our benefit to please the Father. Amen. What we go through and what we endure is not about us. It's to please the Father. Amen. Come on, church. See, church, trusting the process means surrendering your plans. surrendering your plans and desire God's plan and trusting his process for our lives that will lead to an ultimate good and a glory to heaven, to our Heavenly Father. Somebody say amen. Amen. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 41, as we learned, as we read, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Have you ever in the neighborhood played the old racing game? Where you want to race your buddies down the sidewalk? And they say, runners on your march. Get set and wait. A lot of us wanted, we want to run. We want to, as I was anxious to come up here, I had to wait. See, some of us will get so anxious, but God said, no, I need you to wait right now because I need to prepare you properly to be able to endure what's about to come. I need you to go through a process to strengthen you to take on whatever's about to face you because you can't go out there unarmed. You can't go out there, you know, come on, church. That's why the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. See, if you play football, you go out there without a helmet, okay, you better get your head knocked off. That's why the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God. That's why God tells some of us to wait. You're not ready yet, Paul. You're not ready yet, Jude. I need you to wait because I need to prepare you properly so you can go out and to have the victory. Come on, church. A lot of us wanted to get out there so quick. You know when you first got saved, you ready to go tell everybody how excited you are. You were just ready. You're ready to go. No, I need you to wait. Amen, church. But see the process. It's in the waiting that what we don't want to do. Sometimes we just don't feel like waiting. And believe me, it does some good to wait for the right time. Amen? For the right time. So people of God, trust in the process. It's an unshakable promise of the final outcome of God is producing through Jesus Christ in your life, for you, with you, and to secure whatever it is that you're about to face, and you can surely take that to your spiritual account. Amen. But the waiting, the shaking part. The praise team was singing today, I will not be shaken. I will live. I won't die. Amen. See, the devil is going to do all he can to shake you. The Bible talks about sifting. I'm from, you know, Mississippi. You know, if you had money, you had one of them sifting things. You know what I'm talking about? You put the flour in and you turn it. See, the young generation don't know about that. You put the flour in, you turn it, and what it does is sifts. It lets the fine flour go through, but all the lumps that's in the flour, it holds it back. So as we are preparing to go through the process, sometimes the devil wants to come and shift you, shake you. Want to shake you. To discourage you. Want to shake you so you can compromise. Want to shake you so you don't do what God has called you to do. But they said, I will live, I won't die. You can shake me all you want, but you're not going to break me. Come on, church. Wonderful Savior. The Bible tells us in Romans 8 and 30, it says, for whom God has justified, he glorified. So if God be for us, who can be against us? Let's go through the process. Amen. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, work for us as far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Whatever you're going through is not going to last forever. It's not going to last forever. At the time, it might seem that it's heavy. At the time, it might seem that you just can't take it. At the time, it may seem like I can't bear no more of it. But the Bible tells us that God will put no more upon us than we can bear. Amen? It's just for a moment. Amen. You're going to get through it, but you got to go through the process. Amen. Go through the process. Wonderful Savior. See, as long as we keep our eyes on the Lord, we got to keep our eyes on the Lord. Whenever we go through, we got to keep our eyes on the Lord. The Bible says, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. I don't care if I had to walk, crawl, roll. Amen. I'm going to get through it with the Lord on my side. We're going to get through it. As long as the Lord's on your side, you're going to get through it. Amen. I learned not to focus on the problem, focus on the individual that's more bigger than your problems. And that is Jesus Christ. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. So trust the process. And it seems that if it's not working in your favor, and trusting the process. I hear you. I've been where you're thinking, waiting on God. It seems as though he's not moving fast enough. Come on, church. It seems that you're questioning God. God, do you hear my prayers? Sometimes we question God. God, do you hear my prayers? God, I can't take no more of it right now. But God has said, I need you to hold on and go through. I hear your prayers. I hear your prayers. But you're doing all the talking. Now let me answer you. You're doing all the talking. So let me say something. And when God says something, he will say, peace in your troubled times. Peace. I got you. Peace. I know what you're going through. Peace. I'm preparing you. Amen, church. I don't know about you, but I need to hear that at times. God just speaks to me and say, Paul, peace. I've been saved for quite some time. Amen. I don't know everything from Genesis to Revelations. I don't know all the scripture, but I know one thing. When I hear my daddy say, peace. I got you. But Paul, I just need you to go through the process. Amen? Wonderful Savior. And I know he hears my prayers. Amen? But people of God, you have to be willing to hear and accept what God tells you. Sometimes we want to hear what God tells us. But we got to be willing to accept what God tells us. Amen. God, I don't want to go down there and forgive those that hurt me. Go. But God, you don't know how much it hurt. Yes, I do. Go. But I don't feel like embracing them. Go. Amen. Wonderful Savior. The Bible tells us to stand. And after you've done all, stand and watch God bring you through. Amen. So another part of trusting the process is having peace with God through your tribulations. That's the other part of having peace with God as you go through the process, is having peace with God through your tribulations. Amen. I'm blessed. I have a Sister Sylvia. I know she's a painter. Amen. Bless you. Look, I have an art painting by a famous artist. And if I can describe it to you, it is an individual that's out at sea. And he's on the boat. And he has a mast. You that are Navy, you know what I'm saying. A mast is what holds the sail. And the mast is broke. Is broken, and he's out in the deep part of the sea. As you look, it's one of them pictures, art paintings. The more you look at it, you pick up on things. So he's out at sea with a broken mast, and the sail has no purpose right now. And the creature in the water trying to bring the boat down. And then around the boat, there's sharks. And out at sea, there's a storm that's coming in. And at another distance, you see a ship on the way out yonder, and he really can't signal to it at all. But right in front of the mast, there's a cross. But if you look at the individual that's in the boat, that's broken up and that's about to go under, he's stressed out. And the more you look at him, you see his face expression. And his face expression is at peace. In other words, God, whatever take place, if you bring me out, amen. If you don't bring me out, amen. I'm at peace because I'm knowing the fact that my sins are forgiven. Come on, church. So through our tribulation, we got to be at peace with God. God, if you want me to go down yonder, I go. If you want me to go up yonder, I go. If you want me to endure the fire, so be it. Come on, church. Got to be at peace through your tribulation, your trials, and your storm. Come on, church. Wonderful Savior. Going through the process, you're going to have to face some pressure. Don't get discouraged. You may never get used to the pressure. Come on, but you will learn to adapt and embrace it. Amen. 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 I was talking to Apostle called me last night. Amen. And you know, Reverend June and I, my mom had surgery yesterday. No, yesterday she had surgery. We got a call that one of our youngest granddaughters, I had a seizure. Come on, church. We got another call that our other granddaughter got in a car accident. Woo! As a soldier, as a warrior for God, you got to adapt. You got to adapt. They tell soldiers that, you know, army, whatever branch that it is, you got to adapt. People of God, whatever comes your way, you got to adapt. If it's fire, you adapt to that. If it's a storm, you adapt to that. Come on, church. If it's someone that's close to you, you adapt to that. Church. As people of God, you have to learn how to adapt through it all. Through it all. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to give in. Pastor called me last night or texted me last night and said, Paul, you know, Reverend Paul, I can take it. No, Pastor, I got this. I got this. I'm still on the battlefield. I'm still on the battlefield. Whatever comes my way, I'm going to go through the process because I'm still on the battlefield. And I'm on the battlefield to win souls. I'm on the battlefield to tell somebody that God is good. I'm on the battlefield to tell you that Jesus can save you. I'm on the battlefield no matter what comes my way. Somebody give God some praise on this morning. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Jesus. I will adapt. I will go through the process. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. I feel like preaching now. My God, my God, my God. Woo, Jesus. Woo, trust in the process. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, woo. Trust in the process. Just can't benefit just you. Trust in the process. Cannot just benefit I. Come on, church. It can't just benefit that person or this person. But trust in the process must benefit all mankind. Come on, church. God didn't save you just for you to keep it to yourself. Jesus. 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 God didn't save you. He didn't save you just for you to keep it to yourself. He saved you so you can tell somebody. your testimony. Come on, church. Wonderful Savior. As I said, it's not just for myself or you. It's for all mankind. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth shall not prosper, shall not perish, amen, but have everlasting life. God process needed a Savior. My God, my God. Woo! Pastor Sam and I was in a group meeting, and I'm not going to say with whom and who, but it was nobody here. Amen. We was in a group meeting, and a pastor said, it was a man that went to the cross. It messed me up. I left the meeting. I had to go. I made a turnaround in my transformer. Y'all know my transformer. I made a turnaround in my truck and went and talked to pastors. I said, did he say what he said? Look here. It wasn't just a man that went to the cross. We needed a Savior to go to the cross. We needed a Savior, not just a man. A Savior. Jesus. Whoo. We needed a Savior that was willing to go to the cross on a hill called Calvary. Wonderful Savior. The disciples of Christ, they didn't understand the process. But Jesus came on the scene and he met Simon, a.k.a. Peter, and Andrew, who was fishermen. They were fishermen. But God said, follow me, I will make you fisher of men. Come on, church. He started the dream team. Come on, church. Joseph didn't understand the process. Sold into slavery by his brother in prison. He interpreted dreams and he predicted the outcome, but he became governor of Egypt and saved Egypt. He didn't understand the process. David didn't understand the process of being overlooked as a leftover, who became king of Israel after defeating Goliath and been anointed by the prophet Samuel. But church, I come by today to tell you to trust the process. Because the child was born. He was wounded for our transgressions. His name is Jesus. Jesus, he understood the process. A process of being found guilty but yet innocent. A process of being beaten where his own mother couldn't recognize him. A process of being lied on and stoned. A process of nails in his hand and nails in his feet. A process that a crown was embedded in his head. A process where he was speared on his side and the blood poured out. A process where he was drowning in his own blood internally. A process where he was put in a borrowed tomb. I said, yes, a borrowed tomb. A process where he visited Haiti and preached to those who did not know him. A process, he took the keys of death from Satan. A process, 3 days later, he rose with all power. Go through the process. We may not understand what God is going through, what God is putting us through. You may not understand, God, why did I got to go through this? Why are you wanting me to do this? Why is this happening to me? Why is this? Why not you? Trust the process. I promise you, if you walk through it, if you go through it with the Lord, it's going to work in your good. It's going to work out in your good if you trust the process. Wonderful Savior. But one thing, you that's taking notes, amen, this, as you're going through, I already shared this, but I want to echo it one more time. No compromising. I will not compromise when it comes to the Word of God. I will not compromise when it comes to walking with God. Don't compromise. I shared with Elder Otis last Sunday, I believe. I was before I went full-time pastoring, I was on my job. And God would send somebody to you where you in this shock, you, whoa. of all people. I was on my job, and I was at the facility, Hazways, and he was a supervisor in the maintenance shop. He came over there, we had a little conversation. He said, Paul, they called me Rev. He said, Rev, why are you compromising? I'm thinking, what? He said, why are you compromising? Now, I don't know if this person is saved or not. He said, why don't you go do what you do? He said, you preach. You preach. Stop compromising. I'm like, whoa. After that, I went full-time pastoring. I said, I will not compromise no more. I will not compromise no more when it comes to serving God. Amen? See, I said, well, y'all probably think, well, he ain't passing the church right now. Oh, believe me. Amen. Reverend June and I, we travel a little bit. Amen. And the other thing I want you, that God has placed in my spirit to share with you is this. You will be intimidated. No more intimidation. No more intimidation. Don't let nobody or anything separate you from the love of the Lord. No more intimidation. Amen. Amen, church. I ain't got time, but and the last thing I want to share is, stop complaining. Stop complaining. If you want to get through whatever God is putting you through, bringing you through, whatever, stop complaining. I found out, I said, you know what? Let me shut my mouth up. Let me stop complaining. Let me graduate. Let me graduate. What is it, God, that you want me to learn, you know, get out of this? What is God you want me to, you know, to take out of this and to be able to share to somebody else? Amen. Stop complaining. No compromising, no more intimidation, and stop complaining. When you stop that, you're about to come out. You're about to come out. Jeremiah 29:11 said, for I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Amen. Maybe there's somebody in the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ. We're standing. We're standing. Hallelujah. Maybe there's somebody, as I said, in the sound of my voice, that do not know Jesus. You can come. We have elders. We have reverends here that can pray for you. I promise you, there's a process unto salvation. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a process unto salvation. Confess your fault. Confess your sins. Confess that Jesus is the Son of the living God. And we can come and we can pray with you and for you. Maybe there's somebody. Well, maybe there's somebody that you're going through some stuff right now and you just feel like you just want to give up. And you just want to be, you want us to pray for you. Come, we can pray for you. 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 Come. Maybe you don't understand the process right now. You just don't understand. God, why is this and why is that? Come.
There is no
one. Come. And we can pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Apostle David, come. We're going to tag a little bit. God bless my spirit. We're going to tag team on this. You go ahead.
I can search the earth below.
There's no more out there.
There is no one.
The Spirit to know that. We need prayer.
No one so holy.
See, God knows what you're going through.
No one.
And He's here to meet you this morning.
So faith. No one so worthy.
Reverend Paul just laid out a real good word. Amen. No compromise.
There is no one.
No more intimidation. And no more complaining.
I can search yes, the.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
I
Lord.
Can search the.
So if you hear, I invite
Lord,
you to come.
But there's no so I'm going to pray with you. No one.
Hallelujah.
There is no.
Thank God for those that have come
I
to the
can
altar. Because he already knows.
I can search the
heaven's high.
I was sharing some the other day. The
I
Bible
can
said
search
we,
the.
We have not because we
no
ask not.
No,
he knows where you are. He
there
knows
is no
what you
one.
Need. He knows
there
what you're going
no
through. Amen. And we're waiting for God to do something. And he's waiting for us to be obedient.
Heaven's high.
Ask.
I can search.
Why does he say that? He says he knows where we are.
Right below, but there's no.
Are we humble
there
enough?
There is no
to
one.
Ask him
there is no.
To humble ourselves
no
and recognize his power, his sovereignty, his authority.
So no one
we do,
so
he's
faithful.
Right there.
No one so
amen
faithful.
He's right there.
No
to
one
meet us.
So worthy.
He gives us the strength
no
to go through
so
whatever
worthy
we have to
there
go through.
No
to build us up where we need
there
building.
No
hallelujah.
One,
no some of us,
one
these
so
that have come, just
no one
as a
so
sign
faithful
of surrender, just lift
no
up your palm.
No one so worthy.
Hallelujah.
No one so worthy.
There is no
Lord, I surrender.
There is no
in the name
no
of Jesus.
No one so holy.
We
no
surrender right
so
now
holy
no
to the
one
process.
So faithful.
No one
the process,
so faithful.
Lord, that you're working
no
in our lives. We
so
don't understand
worthy
it, God. I
no
may not even
so
like
worthy
it.
No one
but
so
you said
holy
you know the thoughts and the plans no that you have for each one of us, God. And Lord, this morning
no
you're asking
so
us,
holy,
make it personal, say, you're asking me
no
to
one
trust
so
your
faithful
process,
no one so
to
worthy
trust what it is that
no
you're doing in
so
my
faithful
life, and Lord, what
no
you want to do with
so
my
holy
life, the way you
no
want to take
so
my life,
holy,
no one so faithful,
so we surrender right now
no
in the name
so
of Jesus,
faithful,
no
not
one
my
so
will,
worthy,
not my ways, God,
no
but yours,
so
your word says
no
that you are
so
a lamp
holy
unto my feet,
no so
and the light
holy
unto our path.
No one so faithful.
So say, order the steps
no
of your people.
No
order our
so
steps,
worthy
Lord. Let us
no
not look to
so
the left
worthy
or to the right, but to lift
no
our eyes unto
so
you,
holy,
the author and the finisher
no
of our faith. Lord, we break every
no
stronghold
so
and we cast
no
down every lie
so
of the enemy.
No one
in the name
so
of
worthy
Jesus, we will not
no
be intimidated by
no
his
so
words,
holy.
Lord. We will not be intimidated,
no
Lord, by the attacks, hallelujah, the
no
distractions,
so
Lord, that
faithful
he wants to bring
no
into our lives, God. But we will keep
no
our mind and
so
our
worthy
eye, our focus on
no
you, God.
So
there is
touch
no
right now,
one.
Strengthen
no
right now.
There
let
is
your
no
divine will be
one
done. Hallelujah, in the lives of each
there
one.
There is no
come,
one.
And Lord, I say, even for those that are still at their seat,
there
God,
is
you,
no
you know where we are.
There
you know
is
our
no
concerns, our fears.
There is no
Lord, and we cast
one
those cares
there
upon you
no
right now, Lord.
There
but God,
is
I pray,
no
pray in the name of Jesus for the breaking
no
I can
of the strongholds. Breaking of strongholds, Lord. Lord, and setting
I
free the captives, Lord. We thank you for being a keeper. We thank
there
you, Lord, even
no
though, like I said, we don't understand God. But
I
you know all
search
things, Lord, and we understand that you are able
heaven
to do all things but fail. So we thank you in advance for the work.
I
we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for the coming through and the coming
no
out, God. We thank
no
you in advance for your will being done in
no
our lives. We thank you in advance, though we don't understand
no
it, we don't see it. Lord, we don't even know altogether how it's going to work
can
out.
Search.
But God, we thank you.
Heaven's
God, we trust
I can
you.
Search.
Lord, we believe your word.
No
Lord, we want to be led by your spirit.
No
there is
so have
no
your way right now.
One.
There is
send
no
your word, God.
One.
Send
no
your power.
I can't search.
Hallelujah, as you lead, guide, and direct your
heaven
path.
High.
We thank you for it right now,
I can
Lord.
Search.
I
we
can
give
search
you praise.
Earth below.
But
amen. There's no
man, whatever it is you're holding, whatever it is you're dealing with, whatever it is you need, God.
I can't search.
Wherever you want him to move.
Heaven high.